call number
1-8-5-8-7-1-5-3
in
Mate ID 2-0-1-2-0-0-0-0-4-4-5-2
date
2-12-4-17
time
1-1-2-7-2-6
dial number. From station
2-4-0-6. Press 1 for English.
Oprima el 2 para español.
Press pound 22 for the violent offense hotline.
Please enter your PIN number.
After the tone, please say your first and last name.
George Zimmerman.
Thank you.
Press 0 to make a collect. For calls within the United States, Canada, and the Caribbean, please enter the area code pre- Hello, you have a prepaid call from
George Zimmerman,
an inmate at
Seminole County Detention Center.
Your account balance is $56.50. This call will be recorded and subject to monitoring at any time. Thank you for using Inmate Calling Solutions. You may begin speaking now.
Hey, sorry, the phone fell down.
It's okay, honey. I wanted to hear our balance, too.
Oh, okay. So
how are you?
I'm doing well.
That's good.
Put in my order for commissary today, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that'll come tomorrow.
Good.
So, yeah. What are you up to?
Well, Susie and I are just figuring stuff out with the account.
Oh, okay. Did you pay everything off yesterday?
Yes, I did. I paid all the bills.
You paid them off, right?
Well, anything that needed to be paid off, I did.
Right.
The only thing that I need to figure out is who our car insurance is through.
Mercury.
It is still? I thought we changed it to
oh,
insurance.
You're right. We did insurance. You're right.
I meant to figure out our policy number, so I need to call them, but it was too late at night when I did this. So, insurance, and then I need to find out our water bill. It won't let me do it online.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully somebody will go check the mail.
Well,
somebody is a man. Yeah, I know. Those are the only two things. Everything else I paid, like the Amex I paid off, you know.
Okay. The Walmart, all that stuff.
I called all those companies to see the balances, and I paid them all off.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and I even paid like your mom because, you know, you were paying her monthly.
Right.
Did
you pay her off or just pay her monthly?
Oh, I just paid her monthly thing. I wasn't sure what you wanted me to do, so I just paid it. I didn't know what that total was.
No, that's fine. That's fine. You're doing great.
And, yeah. I even paid my school.
Good.
I didn't pay it off, but I just paid the monthly payment.
Perfect.
So, yeah, all that's done. And I think Susie and I kind of figured out what your emergency was yesterday.
Yeah, good.
About why we need to do that,
good.
What we're doing.
Good. And it's,
so,
you're doing it?
Huh?
You're doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've already done it twice today into each, so I've done four.
Okay, good, good, good.
Do you want me to do more than that?
If you can, yeah.
Okay. You know what that would do, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, leave me with something.
No. I'm saying you know what that would do, like, in terms of, like,
Yeah.
In terms of what?
But as long as it goes into yours immediately, right?
Yeah, but you know about fees and stuff, right?
No, I don't.
Like not from our bank.
Oh, darn. No, I don't know, but it's okay. Just do what you can.
Yeah, that's what Ken was saying. Like, if we have to pay the piper later down the road, that's fine.
Yeah.
So I just want to get your permission on that.
Yeah, just do what you have to do.
Okay, because it's letting me do it, like, unlimited. So I'm gonna, in a few minutes, I'll do another two.
Yeah, okay, good.
And you pretty much will be cleared out.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would say, like, leave, like, I don't know, you know, like, 1,000, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll leave you with one, although it's still trickling in, so.
Okay. Oh, man, I've gotten so many positive letters today.
You have?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, all morning online, we have been reading so many positive websites dedicated to a more true narrative to you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Some really, really good ones. My brother emailed me or texted me at like 3 in the morning and sent me one that was just awesome.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
That's reassuring.
Yeah.
Have you heard at all from Omera?
I have not heard from Omera, but Ken did.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
They were just, you know, working some stuff out.
Okay.
That I can't, I don't want to say.
Yeah, good idea. Okay.
They're just, like, logistical stuff.
Yeah, I got it, I got it. And is that all worked out?
Yeah. Yeah, they seem to be positive, and like Ken was saying, like, I'm feeling much better about this whole thing today after talking to him, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I don't know when I'm going to get to see him again.
Hmm. I got to get that bag from him.
Hmm. You know what?
Huh?
I said, do you know what?
What?
I think my passport's in that bag.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have one in a safety deposit box.
Okay, you hold on to that.
For you. I'm thinking of going to the box because of what Susie and I think that we figured out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of going to the box that has both of us on it
mm-hmm.
over by somewhere else.
Yeah.
And getting it out.
Good idea.
Because I think mine, I think the one that I have only has my name on it.
I think you're right. You should double check.
Mm-hmm. Because what you told me to do yesterday would then mean that I need to go and get that out.
Didn't you go to the one that only has your name on it?
That's what I was just saying. I think it only has my name on it.
Yeah.
But you just said double check.
Yeah, double check. And then Susie can also open one and put some in hers, too.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's an account holder.
You pay for it out of, you know,
money.
You know what I mean?
What are you eating, honey?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs, dang. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
You little cutie.
I feel so bad. There's one guy here.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
There's one guy that put his clothes in the laundry. And
mm-hmm.
he never got it back.
So, is he naked?
No, he's got his, like, jumper on, but, like, he's cold. I feel so bad. He's so cold. I'm like,
aww.
Even his shoes, he didn't get his shoes back.
How do you know this? You heard him yelling?
Well, no, he was just talking.
To you?
No, to the car.
Oh. Oh, that's sad.
I know, I want to give them some of mine, but I don't think they allow that.
No, I don't think they do either. And that's, you don't need anyone trying to say anything.
Mm. Yeah, I suppose.
We'll give it to them.
Hmm?
We'll get it to them.
No, they went to the unclaimed property.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave them, like, unclaimed, like, underwear and t-shirts and stuff.
Oh, my God. But not clean?
I don't know.
Well. Oh. It's craziness. Well. Well. And we're working on that other thing.
Thank you.
The other thing that we had to do yesterday with our safety council.
Yeah.
our safety council talked to somebody, and we're moving on that today. Well, we're figuring it out today, and then tomorrow he's also, we're going to have to get that taken care of.
Okay, good. Thank you. Are they used?
Well, the thing is, some of them, he thinks that there's a store.
Yeah.
We called like at least 10 different places yesterday. They're all out of business. And what happens is they can't really keep them stocked for a specific reason.
Mm-hmm.
So he thinks that there's a store close by that we can go to. If not, he has several that we can borrow.
Oh, really?
That are official.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's good.
You would know this guy. We've met him before.
Oh, gotcha.
He's pretty official.
Yes, I know. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
We met him outside.
Yeah, yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. With her cousin.
Yep.
Yeah. So I wasn't sure if he'd be okay with that, but I think as a last resort,
yeah,
it'd be great. What do you
think? Exactly, yeah.
Okay, good. So, that's what we're working on. So, we got that done. So, I did the tax extension. I paid the bills. I figured out everything yesterday with that whole thing with the institution. And then we did this, so.
Good job, babe. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of you. Is there anything else you need me to start doing?
No, not at all.
Okay.
If by chance I get bail,
uh-huh,
I've been thinking, I don't know who I want to come pick me up.
I've been talking to our safety council about that.
Okay.
He's actually going to be available on that day.
Well,
he made himself available on that day.
I don't want that. I don't want that.
Why?
Because I don't want to endanger him.
You're so cute.
No, I'm serious.
No, he's working it out with a lot of other people.
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay. But you know what I'm thinking?
What, beauty?
Best case scenario, and obviously I'll talk to Omer about it.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking that we should rent an SUV.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever comes to pick me up in the SUV.
Uh-huh.
And that way if they run the tags or whatever, you know, there's nothing to go back on anyone.
Uh-huh.
And if you can, find a hotel that's got an attached garage. Remember when we stayed at the, what was it, the Westin in Tampa?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there was a garage.
Yeah.
Because our safety council was saying the airport.
Well, the airport's good, but they can still follow you there.
Mm-hmm.
But if we go to a hotel that has a garage, and we tell the hotel, like, listen, we're going to be coming here and staying for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
We need access to the garage. Then whoever brings me can just go, whoever picks me up can just go straight into the garage and go into the hotel through there.
Or transfer you into a different car. Have, like, my car waiting in the garage.
Either or, yeah.
Because safety was saying that, he has a bunch of guys that could move in on it.
In a positive way?
Oh, yeah. Like,
okay.
Like stop traffic, stop people from going in the garage at the airport and everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just worried about, you know, if they know what kind of car you drive.
Well, that's true. You're right. They would be looking for the car you went in on, though.
We could have two cars. We could have two rented cars.
That's true. The one that we're going to drive in,
mm-hmm,
so leave mine home,
yeah,
get the one that we're going to drive in, and then get the SUV. I don't know if they black out SUVs, though, like the car company.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Because you could always, like, lay down or something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I have my hoodie.
Mm-hmm. True. Okay, so I'll start looking into rental car companies.
Okay. Okie dokie.
Today.
Sounds good.
Is there anything you're going to need me to get you? I'm going to get you a suitcase.
Yeah, I guess that's it. But I have pretty much everything I need there.
I know, but I figure I need one because I don't have one.
All right.
I'm going to get you one so that you can be mobile at any time.
Okay.
Because even though your stuff is where you want it to be, you know, at any time you might not need to be, you might need to be somewhere else.
Okay. Well, I suggest Sam's Club or like...
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, or like TJ Maxx or something.
You said I suggest Sam's Club or TJ Maxx. We have it on our to-do list. TJ Maxx first to see how cheap they are, and then Sam's to double check.
Yeah,
we think so much alike, you little cutie.
TJ Maxx, sometimes they're beat up a little.
Yeah. Well, I'll look and see if there's any, like, good deals, like sets or anything.
Okay.
Don't you worry.
Anything new in the news?
No. Anything new in the news, Susie?
No. Thank goodness.
No, thank
you. 1 minute remaining.
Secret Service is being bad.
All right, honey. I love you.
I'll make some more calls, and then I'll call you back.
Okay, cutie. Call Ken.
I will. Love you.
All right, I love you, honey.
Love
Bye.
You.